Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Today, a judge lifted a stay on his ruling against Florida's order for schools to open to in-person instruction this month. On its Facebook page, the Florida Education Association says this means that local school districts can make reopening decisions based upon safety considerations, not on mandates from the governor. The judge said that students and school staff are in danger of irreparable injury if his order doesn't go into effect. The state still intends to continue to appeal the judge's decisions. The Hillsborough School Board has scheduled an emergency meeting for tomorrow morning to discuss the judge's latest order. Today, Florida added another more than 3,200 new coronavirus cases and 135 new fatalities. That brings the total to nearly 612,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in Florida, with more than 10,800 deaths. In an opinion issued today, the Florida Supreme Court says Governor Ron DeSantis should not have appointed Palm Beach County Circuit Judge Renatha Francis to the high court. But the justices are taking no action to remove Francis. Blaise Ganey reports the opinion comes after a Central Florida lawmaker challenged the appointment, saying Francis did not meet the minimum requirements.
Windermere Democratic Representative Geraldine Thompson is pleased the Supreme Court has agreed with her argument. Thompson says Judge Francis was not eligible to be nominated by the Judicial Nominating Commission, nor be selected by Governor Ron DeSantis, because at the time of her appointment, she had not been a member of the Florida Bar for at least 10 years. Thompson wanted the court to require DeSantis to select an African-American justice from a new list of candidates compiled by the JNC. The court says the remedy isn't the correct one and as a result denied Thompson's petition. Her attorneys disagreed that the remedy was not available. I'm Blaise Ganey.
A person with knowledge of the situation says NBA players decided today that they want to continue the season. They came to that consensus after three postseason games were postponed yesterday in a protest against racial injustice. It was not clear yet when the season would resume. The NBA's Board of Governors were meeting separately today to decide next steps. Meanwhile, pro hockey player Evander Kane tweeted today that players with the league's Hockey Diversity Alliance have formally requested the NHL to suspend all playoff games today. He said, "We strongly feel this sends a clear message that human rights take priority over sports." Yesterday, Kane tweeted, "It is incredibly insulting as a black man in hockey, the lack of action and acknowledgement from the NHL, just straight up insulting." But a hockey reporter on Twitter says players for the eight remaining playoff teams, including the Tampa Bay Lightning, are discussing what action to take and there may not be games tonight. Today, the Florida Elections Canvassing Commission certified the results of last week's primary elections as the state looks toward the November 3rd general election. Statewide turnout for the primaries topped 28%, the highest primary election turnout since 2002. More Democrats voted by mail, while more Republicans voted early in person. With the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, Leon County Supervisor of Elections Mark Early expects a similar trend for the general election, which will include the presidential race.
I still expect a large percentage to be vote by mail, and again, that relieves the pressure on in-person voting, and we don't know exactly what things are going to look like come Election Day in November. That's still several weeks away, and we prepare for the worst.
The registration deadline for the general election is October 5th. The U.S. Department of Transportation announced today that the Pinellas Suncoast Transit Authority will receive $120,000 to integrate its Direct Connect program. That program connects riders in areas with low-frequency transit service to subsidized on-demand trips into its mobile app. Hurricane Laura has weakened to a tropical storm with maximum sustained winds of nearly 70 miles an hour. Flooding, rainfall, and damaging winds spread inland over central and northern Louisiana, where the storm made landfall today as a Category 4 storm. There have been four deaths. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards confirmed a chemical plant fire in the wake of Hurricane Laura. He urged residents nearby to shelter in place. Here's the Tampa Bay area weather tonight. Scattered thunderstorms, overnight low temperatures in the high 70s. Tomorrow, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with highs near 90. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on WMNF.org and on the WMNF app.